Good to be able to get back home, get a preseason win back home, give the fans something to cheer for. You know, winning breeds winning, so that's a tradition. We want to form around here, and, you know, the expectation level is very high. And I'm proud of the guys that came out and competed today. All training camp long, we've been competing against each other. So to be able to get back out there and do it again, just a great feeling.
Teddy, what was kind of going through your mind when you saw Phil go down?
Oh, man, you never want to see a guy go down, and, you know, my prayers are with Phil. And, you know, we still have to just go out there and just, you know, execute, keep going with our game plan.
There's a good chance that he's going to be out for the season. What does that mean, I guess, to have a key guy like that go down in the second preseason game? That's got to be tough.
Yeah, that's very tough, but, you know, I have yet to actually, you know, hear about what happened with Phil. But anytime you lose a guy, especially a starter, you know, it hurts. But, you know, like I said a week ago, you know, it's going to have to be the next man up. You know, the offensive line have been doing a great job, you know, coming along through our training camp. You know, we're just excited for those guys. We're going to miss Phil. But like I said, we just have to rely on the next guy to step up.
This team is pretty resilient, though. I mean, last year you lost a number of people due to injuries, but, you know, it was kind of the next man up. Is that at least a positive, the way this team's been able to be resilient?
Yeah, it's definitely a positive, but you never want to see a guy go down, especially in the preseason. But, you know, we're just going to have to continue to, you know, play our game. You know, like I said, next man up. And last year we did face adversity. You know, we lost a couple guys due to injuries and things like that. So, you know, we know that it's going to happen throughout the course of a season. It comes with the game. You know, we just have to prepare, you know, to play without fear.
How crisp do you feel this preseason? I mean, you're 12 of 14, and it's looking pretty crisp out there this preseason for you.
Yeah, definitely feeling pretty crisp. I credit that to all the time, you know, that we put in throughout the spring, then the summer, and now in training camp. You know, the repetition, and it just makes us better. So, you know, it's making me play faster. It's helping me out, and I'm just enjoying the ride right now. Oh, yeah, Jarius, he's a guy who showed last year that he's going to make some big plays for this team. You know, he's one of those shifty guys in the slot, and he does some great things. He works hard, extremely hard. You know, he's a guy who comes to work every day. I've never heard him say anything negative. So those are the type of guys you want on the team.
You know,
last year, you know, when Wallace wasn't here, you know, Jarius was still able to make plays for us. So, like I said, Jarius, he's just a guy who works hard and he gets it. You know, and then you do add Mike into the mix, and, you know, guys have to worry about Mike and Charles and Cal across the middle, then who's coming out of the backfield. So it allows Jarius to get those one-on-one matchups, whether it's on a linebacker or a nickel defender, and we like those matchups.
What's the chemistry like
between
you guys right now?
The chemistry is
Coach Jimmer's in the postgame room if you need him.
Mike, he's a guy who works hard. He sets a good example for those guys in that wide receiver room. He's the veteran in that room. Those guys look up to Mike, and he's doing a great job of just leading.
You said you wanted to get off to a fast start today. Were you pleased with what you guys were able to do with three drives, two scores?
Definitely. But, you know, one of those drives. We want to get points every time we step on that football.
Coach Jimmer's head of the
ball. That's our mindset. So, you know, to score on two out of the three drives is still pretty impressive. You know, we got out to a fast start, which I said a week ago, and that's the mindset. You know, we can't get out there and feel our way around each week. Just have to go out there, let our presence be felt, set the tempo, and we did a good job of doing that today.
Coach,